Job 111, then answered Zafar the Namathite, and said, 112 should, not the multitude of words, be answered. And should a man full of talk, be justified? 113 should, thy lies make men hold their peace. And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? 114 for thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean, in thine eyes. 115 but oh that God would speak, and open his lips against thee. 116 and that he would shew thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double, to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee, less than thine iniquity deserveth. 117 canst thou, by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? 118 it is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? 119 the measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. 1110 if he cut off, and shut up, or gather together, then who can hinder him? 1111 for he knoweth vain men. He seeth wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? 1112 for vain man would be wise, though man be born, like a wild ass's colt. 1113 if thou prepare thine heart, and stretch out thine hands, toward him. 1114 if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. 1115 for then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear. 1116 because thou shalt forget thy misery, and remember it as waters that pass away. 1117 and thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning. 1118 and thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest, in safety. 1119 also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee. 1120 but the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be, as the giving up of the ghost.